Special for you. Be caller number 9 right now at 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957. We've got a chance to win a pair of tickets to Big Time Boxing. This is Clarissa Shields. She's called the GOAT.
The GOAT, right? The greatest woman of all time.
Yeah, I've never heard that term before. Clarissa Shields versus Vanessa Jonas. This is coming up Saturday, July 27th. At Little Caesars Arena. And for a bonus chance to win, you can text the keyword FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 800-859-0957 as well. But be caller 9 right now, and you'll have a chance to win that pair of tickets.
We are at the Forest Lake Country Club at the Angels Place Annual Golf Classic, and Angels Place offers an environment of love and compassion, and coupled with an atmosphere of acceptance, dignity, friendship, and the potential for personal growth and independence. And as Christ-centered community, Angels Place enhances the lives of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities by providing loving homes and professional support. And they serve people who have a primary diagnosis of intellectual disability and may need help coping with common life demands and daily tasks. Most importantly, Angels Place celebrates each resident's unique story and individuality. One of the key events supporting Angels Place is the annual Golf Classic here at Forest Lake Country Club. And joining us today to discuss the Detroit Auto Dealers Association's involvement are Rod Alberts, Executive Director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and Co-Executive Director Sam Clement. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
How did you guys get involved with Angels Place? What drew you to this?
Well, you know, quite frankly, we've been involved with charities through Charity Preview and other things throughout the year in the Kinney Foundation of Southeast Michigan. But we have a lot of our dealers that are involved in charities such as this that are great for the community and great for the kids. And Doug North actually drew me into this. I don't know if you know Doug North, but Pat McQueen, also a non-dealer, who's a dear friend going way back working in our industry, and I know his daughter's involved in the community. So we have so many ties to this type of thing, and this is one that really has drawn to our hearts.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, children's charities are normally the focus of the Charity Preview. This is a little different. This isn't necessarily they start out as children that need to be cared for, but you're caring for them in a different part of life.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the beauty of all the – there's so many different programs and charities, but this is one that extends beyond just now and goes into the future.
Still very much about family.
It's about family, and that's really about what it's all about with the kids too. And,
yeah.
And you know, we're proud of the Charity Preview and all the money it raises every year, but there's so much more to be done, and this is one of those that get beyond that to the families and what you're saying, Guy. We're just proud as can be to be a part of it, and I'm glad so many in the community are touched by this.
Sam, I think we interviewed you a month or so.
Yeah, about a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
A couple of weeks, yeah. Okay. So new to this role.
Yes.
Maybe new to this charity as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me about joining the group.
Well, it's very interesting to hear about their mission and about kind of their history, their 31-year history. And as Rod said, you know, the charities are a huge part of not just what we do as a part of the auto show, but a part of the mission of auto dealers throughout the year. I mean, the impact they have in their local communities has been something that I've really enjoyed getting to learn in this new role, and to see the effort that they're putting into the event like today is exceptional.
What? We know that we're going to be reconstituting the Charity Preview to help charities just like this one. 2025 seems like it's a long way away, but it's less than 6 months that you guys are going to have another auto show here. How's the planning going, and what kind of can you talk about any kind of new things? It's a little bit back to the future, isn't it? Because it's in January.
Yeah, yeah, funny you say that. You know, it's an interesting time, too. And we're going through a transition. I've been here for 30-plus years, Guy, as you know. And, you know, having Sam come on board through the transition, I think it's perfect timing because now we're getting back to our roots in January, which is a good time to go look for a car. And if you got cabin fever, come out in January and help out with the Charity Preview or go to the show itself during public days. But it's on top of Martin Luther King weekend also, which we're doing things. So there's going to be a lot of activity around that time, but it's getting back to what we knew best going for many, many years in January down there at Huntington Place. And we're excited about it. We can't get too much into detail. We're 6 months out, but there's a lot of floor planning done now and looking to what cars of the future look like. We can't do any flying cars, Guy. You know, and have you
That's
fly
what he
anything?
Likes.
Yeah, right.
You know,
a little cold.
The river isn't necessarily frozen. You know, I think we landed a flying car there a few years ago. You know, we could try it again.
You're the one guy that I think would give that a shot. I got to be careful if I offer that up. You might just be a taker.
But the season doesn't change. We can still have the activations indoors, right?
Yeah, the hill climbs, things like that.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think you'll see some tracks there. You'll see different activations. As Rod mentioned, you know, we have the MLK weekend at the back end of it. So some interesting programming that we can have there. So I think we're going to get very creative with what we can do. But, no, there will be a lot of experiences that people will be able to enjoy.
What did you learn from having it in the fall and now changing it back to the winter?
Yeah. You know, it's with the technology in the industry and everything going on, it was good to test it out. You know, September in Detroit, the weather's great typically. And we were going to do outdoor electric cars, and now we know electric cars have a whole other, challenge too. We're not sure where everybody's ready for that. So the outdoor was a good idea, but what you have is you got a lot of football games, and everybody loves state and, gold blue football and that type of thing. Plus, a lot of people starting with the schools and just getting in September again and also going up north one more time. We feel like January really is a good time of year to get people out looking for the next car they may buy in the spring. And also, there's not much else going on in January. And we all look forward to getting out and going downtown and helping out the restaurants in a month that and the business downtown that typically January is a tough month for everybody.
Good deals too on cars.
That's exactly right. There's a bunch of cars out there in those lots. You know, come out and take a look. You know,
it's such a good momentum too. I mean, to Rod's point, I mean, it's the start of the year. That's kind of where everyone knows where the auto show is. So it starts the year, and we've seen some great momentum with the city downtown. And to have that excitement, to have people really buy into the auto industry and to the city itself, and the start of January is a really good time.
How are the dealers doing after that breach with the software and everything? Back online, back good as new.
They still have some challenges, but I think, they've been very resilient. And they, we've talked to a lot of them, and they were, writing them down old school. They got the pencil to paper, and we're making them happen. And so I know there's been some recovery, and it's going to take some time. I mean, this isn't something that can just flip overnight. But they are working through it, and they've been very resilient. And I think, they're still selling cars, so I think that's the main thing.
In terms of the transition to self-driving cars, have you noticed that ebb a bit, or is that going to be coming back more, but maybe with different verbiage and with more democratized stuff that we're going to be able to find in cars, not maybe self-driving, but in affordable ways with some self-driving features?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. Here we got, I was telling Sam, I'm the president in the past and he's the president in the future. So the technology side, I think we got in a big hurry. Both with the self-driving and
a little out in front of our skis, maybe.
Yeah, and electric cars and all that, and it's going to be in the future of what we all deal with. But I think there's a warm-up period, and you got to take it step by step. And autonomous cars, there's when you really get down to it, the complications that go along with the government in regard to what they have to regulate and safety features and liabilities and all that. I mean, it's not just let's just put it out there and let it run. I mean, I fall asleep behind the wheel of a car and just take a little nap while I'm driving along. It's not too logical, but we're
watching the Super Cruise type features where you've got you can take your hands off the wheel and it will stay between the lines on the highway. You got to still keep your eyes up. We're seeing that now in something other than just the ultra lux models, which is great.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I actually test drove a few when I was coming down here and getting a new car, and it's an incredible feature, and it is very cool to have. But to some degree, also just driving a car still matters. You still want your hands on the wheel, and I think that's an experience that people still love. So I think there's going to be these technology innovations that whether it's AI or whatever it is, we'll be making advances. But I still think the crux was people still want to put their hands on the wheel and enjoy.
Yeah, I have to ask this question too, Sam. Like, do you know how to drive a stick shift?
You know what? I don't, which is sad to say. I probably shouldn't admit that.
I don't either.
I didn't ring my Solstice today. Otherwise, we could do a lesson of the parking lot.
I'm sure my dad is listening to this just with his eyes rolled. But it's true. I do not.
Rod Alberts and Sam Clement, thank you so much for being here and what you do for Angels Place as well.
We're happy. It's a great cause. And again, we love being here with you guys. And you do so much for the community with what you've with WJR. So thank you.
Looking forward to January. Thanks, guys. And we thank you for being with us. Be back tomorrow bright and early at 6 a.m. Till then, take care.